By learning about life in the universe, we can gain a lot. And it depends, first of all, on what type of life we're talking about. If we learn just about other microbes on other planets, as I talked about a little bit earlier, that in itself could revolutionize our understanding of biology and biochemistry in ways that could have enormous benefit for the human species. It might revolutionize medicine. It might revolutionize all kinds of other things. When we talk about life in the universe, though, most people think more about civilizations and finding other civilizations. And this question is a very interesting question because there's some surprising aspects to it. One being that the universe has been around for a very long time before our solar system was even born. So civilizations are common. You might expect that some of them should already have achieved the things we might hope to achieve in the future: interstellar travel, colonizing the galaxy, studying great things throughout the galaxy. And yet, we don't see any evidence that that is the case. So, if you think about the possibilities, you find some incredible, profound implications. It could be that there is already other civilizations that have done these great things. Some people out there may have seen the movie Contact, or better yet, read the novel by Carl Sagan. And he talks about this possibility. If it's true, then we're on the verge of possibly joining up with a civilization that may predate us by millions or even billions of years. Imagine what we could learn from them. We also, as I talked about a little while ago, know that we're at a critical juncture in history. We need to solve some very difficult problems if we're going to survive. If we made contact with another civilization, and if that civilization went through the same critical juncture and did survive, it could be very valuable for us to talk to them and find out how they did it, so that we could try to do some of the same things. And if it turns out that there is no other life out there, that we're alone in the universe, then it means that we're the only part of the universe that's figured out that the rest of it is here, which makes us even more special and unique than just the fact that we're in a rare place in the universe where the rest of the universe knows it exists. And I think that gives us even a greater obligation to take care of the incredible achievements of our species and make sure we don't destroy them and destroy everything we've worked so hard to accomplish.